You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. 5 years ago today, President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act. The University of Michigan's Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation decided to see what Obamacare has meant for Michigan in the past half a decade. Results of their survey are out today, and the center's director, Marianne Udall Phillips, joins us now. Marianne, if you had to give the ACA a grade, what would it be?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Well, certainly no lower than a B, because it has done so much to expand coverage for so many people in our state and really across the country. It's still an incredibly controversial law, and there are a lot of states that have not benefited the way Michigan has, which is why I can't quite get it to that A mark, but it's certainly doing a really good job in Michigan.
What do the numbers of your survey tell us? What kind of difference has it made?
Well, we are absolutely certain from our survey that it has made a difference in the rate of people who are uninsured in the state of Michigan. You know, almost a million people have gotten coverage through the Affordable Care Act in Michigan, many through the expansion of Medicaid, the Healthy Michigan program, others through the health insurance marketplace. And our survey told us in 2012, when we did the survey, about 14% of those we surveyed said they were uninsured. This last fall, when we did the survey, 7% said they were uninsured. We cut it in half.
Cut it in half. And in terms of people who said cost was a major reason for them not seeking medical care?
That's right. We had a significant reduction in the percentage of people who said cost was the reason that they didn't seek medical care that they needed. Almost a quarter of those who had said it before said that wasn't an issue this time, and that's really exciting to see. And they're finding access to care, and that's also a great thing. They're not having difficulty getting primary care. That's true for people of all insurance types. There is some challenge in getting specialty care, and that was also an interesting finding from the survey.
What's behind that?
Well, we saw an uptick in the percentage of the population that is seeking specialty care, about an 8% increase in people who said they were seeking specialty care. And I was just talking to people anecdotally who've told me they've had health insurance for the first time, and they are getting untreated things treated now. So people with hernias, with surgeries, things that they've been living with that now they can get medical care for. So we think from the findings in our survey, more people are seeking that medical care, and there is a challenge with finding specialists who can treat them.
Your recent column, you did a guest commentary in Bridge Magazine called After 2 Years, Hard to Call ACA Anything But a Success. And it was interesting to read the many, many, many comments below the piece. And it is clear that calling the ACA a success is very dependent on whether or not you had health care coverage before the ACA kicked in, because there are many who say, sorry, it is not working for me and my family. People have lost plans they liked because of ACA standards, or they're being forced to pay way more for a plan that doesn't fit their needs. Here's one of your readers, this woman, Eileen, and here's her quote. We saw a raise of 41% in our premium, raised deductible, raised out-of-pocket cost, and less coverage. ACA is not working for my family. It's caused us to receive less health care with significantly greater costs. And I had a small businessman tell me that he has to pay thousands more to provide the same level of health care coverage for his employees. What do you say to these people who feel that their sincere problems are being kind of painted over in celebrating what the ACA has done for people who were previously uninsured?
You know, this is the challenge with making any of those overarching statements about a law as complicated as this one, because it is a success when we look at the population at large. Again, million people have gotten coverage, many of whom did not have coverage before, getting untreated needs met. So that's looking at the state as a whole and seeing that kind of a change. For some individuals, it is the case. They're paying more in premiums. They might not be getting coverage that they like as well as what they had before. That's what this is unfortunately all about. There are averagings that occur under a law like this. So younger people might be paying more. Older people are paying less. And overall, people are getting more coverage, but some of them may not have wanted that coverage. You know, some of what is required under the Affordable Care Act is a very expansive set of services. And some people previously had more limited services, and they were happy with that. So it is a very complicated law. Not everybody is a winner in this law. More people seem to be doing better than losing, however.
The Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation will be holding a symposium from 1 to 5 on March the 26th, looking at the impact the ACA has had in Michigan. It'll be at the Michigan League Ballroom at the U of M campus. It's free. It is open to everyone. And you can get all the details at chrt.org. Marianne Udall-Phillips, always good to talk with you. Thank you.
And you as well, Cindy.